Let's get to the story out of Massachusetts. A series of gas explosions that ignited at least 60 fires in Lawrence, Andover, and North Andover, Massachusetts yesterday afternoon. An 18-year-old man was killed in Lawrence and at least 20 others injured. Thousands forced to evacuate their homes. Nancy Fernandez says she had to walk from the town of Reading to get her family last night before heading to a shelter in Lawrence. That's at least a 10-mile walk because transportation in the area was at a standstill.
I'm exhausted. My legs hurt. My blood pressure's high. My kids are uncomfortable. My grandkids. And I still have my other kids in there, but I need to show up to work.
Joining us now is WBUR reporter Callum Borchers, who is in Lawrence. Callum, Columbia Gas had announced on Thursday before this happened that it was doing work to the gas lines in these towns. What do we know about what caused this?
Well, that would seem to be the most obvious explanation, but Columbia has not said explicitly that that gas work is what caused the explosions and still is not answering those questions. I was in North Andover a little bit earlier this morning where Columbia sent a couple of representatives to answer customers' questions in a sort of impromptu gaggle on Main Street, but they didn't really have many answers, Jeremy. They basically just jotted things down on a clipboard and said, we'll get back to you later.
Tell us about the extent of the damage. We saw images yesterday of homes on fire.
Yeah, so the state police so far have confirmed 70 incidents of fires or explosions at homes. And, of course, there are many other incidents in which folks are smelling the odor of natural gas. Folks have been asked to evacuate their homes. Many are still at shelters right now. And it's not clear what the timetable is for when they'll be able to get back into their homes.
You spoke to Michael Foresta, who's an attorney in North Andover today. Here's what he said.
I mean, I understand that they're dealing with an emergency. However, for hours and hours and hours, the residents, business owners, and visitors to these three communities were completely in the dark about what was even going on.
How are people feeling today about how this emergency was handled?
Really frustrated, Jeremy. I mean, this gaggle that I was at this morning in North Andover really sort of devolved into an ugly scene where you had people shouting questions at company representatives who seemed totally overwhelmed. They sort of walked away, turned their backs on the crowd, kind of tried to regroup, came back, fielded a few more questions, jotted down a few more notes, and then left as people continued to shout questions and really just sort of vent their frustration at the way the company was not giving them a whole lot of information.
Are people allowed to return to their homes at this point?
No, not yet. So what the customers were told this morning was that Columbia is going to go door to door to each of the 8,000 some odd homes affected in this area. And they're going to shut off the gas mains there and they are going to do safety inspections and then one by one notify folks that they are allowed to go back to their homes. Or in some cases, they might say this street is reopened and you're allowed to go back there. But there is a lot of uncertainty right now about when folks can get back in. And the answer right now is no.
And what about restoring power and gas service to some 18,000 homes and buildings that where it was shut down?
Well, so it's sort of mixed. So along Main Street in North Andover right now, you've got power at some of the businesses on one side of the street, and then others are out. So some of them are running generators. They do have power, and they're not really sure what they should do. I spoke with some business owners who were like, you know, should I open today? They can't tell whether it's worthwhile, whether anybody will even come in. It looks like kind of a ghost town right now. It's a bit eerie.
That is Callum Borchers, a reporter with WBUR, joining us from Lawrence, Massachusetts. Callum, thank you.
Glad to be with you.